Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with U.S. Representative for Iowa's 3rd District, Cindy Axne. Congress is currently in talks to pass a spending bill to tackle coronavirus, but a sticking point I've heard is how lawmakers want to make that eventual vaccine affordable. So what are your thoughts on that part of the conversation?
Absolutely. I stick behind the fact that we need to make sure that this is affordable and available to every single person in this country. And we're seeing this spread rapidly. Iowa's population is the fourth oldest population in the country. This is impacting vulnerable populations like the elderly and the young. I want to make sure that anybody, no matter what level of income you have, has opportunity to keep themselves safe. So I do believe that this is a point that we need to stick with. And in addition to, you know, getting the funding out there to address the issues that we're currently facing in this country and helping to try to prevent the flow of it to other people, you know, we obviously, it's going to be a while until we get some type of vaccine available. So we're going to have to continue to press towards supporting anybody who's been impacted by this, because right now we're seeing insurance companies that are sending folks bills apparently on the West Coast for testing for that. And, you know, these folks can't afford it. So we've got to ensure that we can make sure that every single person can afford a vaccine. This is not something that should be determined on how much money you make.
What is the House's role and Democrats' role right now in this discussion for spending? And, you know, how soon would you like this bill to get passed?
We'll be taking up a bill this week in the House. So we've got today and tomorrow to do that. It's absolutely a priority. Then we need, you know, to get this signed into law by the president after the Senate, you know, gets involved. And so this is going to get done this week coming out of the House. It's a top priority. You've seen more cases of folks dying out on the West Coast, and it continues to spread. Folks are working night and day to try and get this bill in place. It's a priority for us, and it'll be done by this week.
You've recently introduced the No Corruption Act, which would prevent members of Congress who have been convicted of certain crimes from receiving their pension. Where does this sit currently?
Listen, this is very simple. Members of Congress who abuse the public trust and are convicted of felonies absolutely should not receive their congressional pension. And Sam, when I ran for Congress, I told Iowans I'd hold government accountable and root out corruption. You know, I held government accountable at the state of Iowa. And that's something that I think we need to do out here. I've never seen an organization that needs so much help with that. And so I couldn't believe that this loophole existed. And this is bipartisan legislation that both Democrats and Republicans agree on, that we need to end this corrupt practice. So I originally brought the bill to the floor with some of my colleagues. We're going to be moving that through committee, and then hopefully that will be brought up on the floor so that we can move this agenda forward. This is really important. You know, we've got to start showing Americans that they can trust their elected officials again. And my goodness, I can't, you know, so I come out here and see the issues firsthand and am quite honestly shocked when I find out that loopholes like this exist. We all know we need to end this corrupt practice. And we're going to be doing that. And that's one of the reasons why I was one of the original folks who set up the End Corruption Caucus earlier this year, well, actually late last year, to work on legislation just like this one. It's plainly the right thing to do. And my goodness, what better way to save taxpayer money than ensuring that folks who have been, you know, corrupt within an elected official position don't get their pensions because they don't deserve them.
You've launched a survey to gather information on Iowans' prescription drug costs. What do you then plan on doing with this information?
Well, I hope you've taken the survey. So if you haven't, please do. We've had over 400 people currently take the survey. And, of course, I'm using this information along with the visits that I have with folks out in the district. As you're probably aware, I've held 63 town halls. And all I hear, Sam, is that folks are struggling to afford their prescription drugs, taking half of their insulin to make it last. You know, moms who are taking two jobs so that their child gets their ADHD medicine, skipping meals. This is just unacceptable. So I want to give constituents that I haven't met through my visits in the district the same chance to tell me their stories and to share those ideas that they may have to help people who are struggling. One of the earliest bills I wrote along with Senator Ernst was a result of a family coming in to talk to me and her about their child who has ectodermal dysplasia. I would not have known about that healthcare issue if that family hadn't come. I don't know about people's issues with their prescription drugs on an individual scale unless they let us know what that information is. So that's what I'm trying to get to. I'm going to continue to work to get Iowans access to affordable quality health care. I'm going to push our senators to pass H.R. 3, which is our bill we passed last year to help lower prescription drug costs and allow Medicare to negotiate the drug prices for 250 of the most used medications and cap out-of-pocket expenses for Iowa seniors. So I want to find out what's going on. I'm going to use that information to continue to help me push for language to get H.R. 3 passed and to use it to address any possible loophole that I can with a bill and move towards a better system where people can afford their prescription drugs.
And where can people find that survey?
Yeah, go to the website, axne.house.gov. It's on the front page. We've asked for responses by the end of March, and I'd love to hear everybody's stories. They're heartbreaking in many cases, but the only way we fix this is to understand the troubles that people are facing and be able to articulate those. It's the right thing to do to make sure that people can afford the most important prescriptions that they need. We're continuing to exacerbate the system when they can't. Taking half your medicine doesn't help because then you get sick and you have to go in to see the doctor or go into the hospital. Making things easier on the front end for people to afford their prescription drugs is the way we need to go.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with U.S. Representative for Iowa's 3rd District, Cindy Axne. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.